The woman championing disability rights on an island where inequity is rife, date modified colon 2025-03-08T0234:48.751Z, description colon Joshuanette Francis strives to create a brighter future for people with physical challenges in Antigua, Diagnosed with arthritis at 24, she set out to hike, and change an unequal society, 4 days ago, save. Gemma Handy Reporter, St. John's, Antigua, save. Courtesy of Good Humans 268, Joshuanette Francis was diagnosed with osteoarthritis. Subscribers to Joshuanette Francis's YouTube channel set up to document her journey after being diagnosed with osteoarthritis at just 24 did not see the tears. Neither were they privy to the days when she tackled the most acute personal struggles, alone behind closed doors. After being told she could lose the ability to walk by age 40, Joshuanette was determined to embrace life, hiking every nature trail in her native Antigua and visiting each one of the Caribbean islands' touted 365 beaches while she still could. Consistently upbeat and smiling in her videos and in public, her private tears were amplified when she lost her job as a restaurant supervisor, because of her condition, she says, followed by her mortgage and her dream of building her own home. 6 years on, the young mother's sunny persona is the one she uses to fight her public battle, championing the rights of others living with a disability in a country where inequity is rife and crucial resources are in short supply. She channels her energy into a pioneering nonprofit she founded in 2023, Good Humans 268, which strives for a brighter future for people with physical challenges. Arthritis has changed my life so much, I can only imagine what it must be like for someone with a major disability, Joshuanette tells the BBC. Osteoarthritis, a degenerative joint disease that causes pain and stiffness, typically affects older people, but can strike at any age. I couldn't believe it when I was diagnosed. My biggest fear was, what happens to life now? Joshuanette says. Good Humans' far-reaching work ranges from pushing for the establishment of an equal rights tribunal to preside over purported discriminatory practices, to a recycling program that in turn employs local residents with disabilities. The latter has already been implemented in more than 80 local schools, diverting about 1 million bottles and cans from the national dump site. 8 people have been hired to sort and process, and sometimes repurpose, the waste. Courtesy of Good Humans 268, the team at Good Humans has been growing. Good Humans has also launched a nationwide educational program to encourage more residents to recycle, something Kelisha Piggott was employed to assist with. She says working with the organization has been life-changing. There are a lot of people with disabilities out there who have no one to turn to. Joshuanette has molded me to believe in myself more. It's because of her that I took the chance to apply for university and got in, Kelisha enthuses, courtesy of Good Humans 268. Kelisha, left, says she has been inspired by Joshuanette, right. She hopes her online degree in tourism management will help her eventually merge her small travel company with Good Humans to create additional job opportunities. Change starts with us. I was amazed to see how much plastic we diverted from landfill in a short space of time. Imagine if everyone did it, she says. There have been some smaller triumphs too. Like the case of the 10-year-old girl who for several years couldn't use the toilet at school unassisted because of the lack of wheelchair-friendly facilities. That indignity went largely overlooked until Joshuanette took it on as a personal endeavor, leading to the creation of an accessible bathroom. We must shift the way we do things. People with disabilities must be able to do the same things everyone else can, Joshuanette says passionately. I'm so excited by what I know Good Humans can achieve. Plans include rolling out the recycling scheme to private households and ultimately creating a purpose-built center to consolidate the group's diverse work. Still, she's aware of the challenges ahead. Even a stroll around the capital, St. John's, is fraught with hazards for many with an impairment, thanks to omnipresent open gutters, crudely covered drains and cracked paving. Gemma Handy, navigating the streets and pavements of St. John's can be a challenge for people with mobility problems. Accessibility is a serious concern, says Bernard Warner, head of the country's disability association. For a start, there's a lack of access to assistive devices to help people live more meaningfully. Both Bernard's group and Good Humans have been calling for legislation passed in 2017, which seeks to protect the rights of those with disabilities, to be enforced. An equal rights tribunal was a key part of the act, but has never been created. There's a lot of discrimination, people are treated with indifference or turned away from employment opportunities, Bernard says. And due to poverty, most don't have money to hire lawyers. Bernard lost his right leg when his motorbike was struck by a drunk driver in 1996. Despite a lengthy court case, which ruled in his favor, he has never received compensation. Gemma Handy, Bernard Warner is fighting for better access for those with disabilities. After years of torment, I now rally for a better society, he explains. We have to alter our mindset with how we view people with disabilities. We've been leaving them out for too long. Even now, I see high-rise buildings going up with no disability access, he adds. Kelly Hedges, principal of the Victory Center for Children with Special Needs, agrees. Her school currently has 27 students aged 5 to 18. The challenge is, when students leave us as young adults, where do they go? People are still wary about hiring people with special needs or disabilities. Unless they have personal connections or can go to work with a parent, they generally just stay home, she says. The Victory Center is among the schools to have joined Good Humans Recycling Scheme, Gemma Handy. Children at the Victory Center are enthusiastic about the scheme, as Good Humans becomes bigger and needs more staff. Hopefully our children can segue into positions there, become contributing members of society and live more independently, Kelly adds. Joshua Nett believes that mental health should be a key focus of disability awareness. Despite her largely positive outlook, she admits depression struck again recently when she turned 30 and still could not afford her own home. She continues to battle for compensation against the company she says fired her unfairly. Fighting is exhausting, she says. But change will only happen when more people talk about disability and demand change. Lack of accessibility makes you feel left out. Firms lose trillions by ignoring disabled consumers. Caribbean Recycling Disability Antigua and Barbuda Accessibility.